Video: Delta flight almost collides with Air Force jet near Reagan National Airport. By Amy Furr on March 29, 2025. A Delta Airlines flight and a U.S. Air Force jet almost struck each other in mid-air on Friday close to the site of a deadly collision between a different commercial jet and a military helicopter near D.C. in January. Friday's incident happened outside Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport and involved an Airbus A319 and Air Force T-38 jet, NBC News reported on Saturday. A flight radar website tracked the moment the two aircraft, seen in yellow, approached each other in flight. Seconds later, they nearly missed colliding as they passed one another, for 13 News Now. NBC, citing original reporting by CNN, said that alarms went off in the Airbus cockpit as the two aircraft closed the distance between them. For NBC, Delta Flight 2983, which was destined for Minneapolis-St. Paul, was on a regularly scheduled route during the incident. I had two pilots, three flight crew members, and 131 passengers on board, according to the airline. It departed at 2:55 p.m. ET and, during the incident, its traffic collision avoidance system kicked in along with flight crew who did as trained, Delta said. According to flight tracker FlightAware, the Delta flight arrived at its gate at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport gate at 5:46 p.m., 10 minutes late following 20 minutes on a taxiway at Reagan National. Friday's near miss occurred 2 months after an Army helicopter and a commercial jet crashed into each other on January 29 close to Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport near Washington, D.C., the Associated Press, AP, reported. The mid-air crash happened around 9 p.m. when a regional jet at the end of a flight from Wichita, Kansas, collided with a military helicopter on a training exercise, according to the Federal Aviation Administration, the AP said. The tragic collision above the Potomac River took the lives of 67 people, Breitbart News reported. Following Friday's close call, authorities did not report any injuries. Delta Airlines said it will cooperate as officials review the incident.